7E. Exercise 1B. Page 126. Recording 1.
With me in the studio today to talk about the issue of teen homelessness is Housing Officer Fred Wilkes. Fred, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
When a young person is suddenly out on the street with nowhere to go, say after a family row, they must feel completely helpless, mustn't they?
Absolutely. They don't know what to do or who to turn to. And in these emergency situations, they are often unable to find a hostel. But that's where the Night Stop charity scheme comes in.
What sort of scheme is it exactly?
Night Stop is a national network of 40 services throughout the UK. It's been around since 1987 and is still growing.
How does it work?
Any homeowner with a spare bedroom can register with Night Stop to be host to a homeless 16 to 25-year-old. Hosts are specially trained before they enter the scheme to give youngsters the sympathetic ear they need. A stay can last for anywhere from 1 night to 2 weeks, and guests get their own room, an evening meal and breakfast.
That may be a good idea in the case of an emergency, but after that, what are they supposed to do?
Well, Night Stop can be a stepping stone to something more permanent. For example, it can lead to the supported lodging scheme, where youths are placed with hosts for up to 2 years. During this time, they receive full support and skills training for a future career.
I see. And what would I need to do if I wanted to register as a homeless?
Recording 2.
In local news, a new recycling centre opened in Dunham yesterday. The centre is located 1 mile south of the town. There, locals can recycle paper, plastic and glass. There are also facilities to dispose of old household appliances like fridges and washing machines. And as long as all materials are carefully separated, there is no charge. The town mayor, Harold Commons, officially opened the centre after a small ceremony that included some talks on eco-friendly living. According to Commons, the centre is the first step in his aim to make Dunham the most environmentally friendly town in England. The centre is not welcomed by all citizens, though. Environmental activist Shelley Furlong thinks that citizens shouldn't need to drive 1 mile outside the town to recycle.
There should be recycling bins on every street in the town. This recycling centre is just a way for the mayor to win votes rather than actually help the environment,
says Furlong. Now here's the weather with Jim Hamilton.